Our lecture then for today, The Occult Revolution. This lecture is most appropriately given right where we are now. We're traveling the length of the Black Forest from the resort at Baden-Baden to the German city of Freiburg, and we'll be continuing on from there after the end of the Black Forest to Switzerland. The Black Forest has been associated with occult activity since time immemorial. The forest is dark. It's dark due to the fir trees which grow there. And the study of occult phenomena through centuries has produced many instances of such activity in this particular region of the world. Probably this is the most famous occult area on the globe. If you'd like to read a work discussing cases of occultism, principally in the Black Forest, a work written originally in German but translated into English, I would strongly recommend the book by Kurt Koch, K-O-C-H. It's entitled Occultism and Pastoral Care in the German original, Occultismus und Seelsorge. It's published in English translation by the Baker Bookhouse in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Koch wrote it as his doctoral dissertation in psychology and theology under the great Lutheran theologian Adolf Haberle, K-O-E-B-E-R-L-E. We already mentioned Adolf Haberle as the author of the finest work on Christian sanctification from the Reformation standpoint done in the 20th century. Haberle's work, the press...